Are you ready to experience faith on another level? Every week, meet us at the place where the Word is alive, the worship is rich, and the supernatural is flowing. Come experience God's presence. Hear a faith-filled Word and receive impartation that sets the tone for your week every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway in the beautiful city of Beaumont. It is an atmosphere charged with expectation. Whether in person or online, you belong here. Then let's go deeper in the Word together on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be teaching principles straight from the Word of God to help you grow in faith, wisdom, and victory. And then finally, get ready for power-packed Tag Team Thursday, teaching at 7 o'clock p.m. that will stir your spirit and transform your thinking. You can watch it all on Above the Cloud, Facebook, YouTube, or right through our mobile app. Wherever you are, the Word is coming to you. Join us weekly. Engage, grow, maximize your life. Follow, subscribe, and stay connected. Your faith journey continues here. This is your season to grow stronger, dream bigger, and believe bolder. And we're believing with you every step of the way. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Each day is a fresh opportunity to activate your faith, align with God's will, and step into divine purpose. That's why I want to personally invite you to join us each and every morning, bright and early, for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Start your day strong. Start your day in faith. Start your day in the presence of God and fellowship with people of like precious faith. We gather as a family of believers to release our faith, speak of God's blessings, and decree supernatural favor over our day. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can dial 267-807-9601 and enter access code 298-581-777. Again, that number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Wake, pray, and repeat. Your morning breakthrough starts because victory begins with prayer. I'll be there, will you? Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges, and we're building lives.
Wherever you go, take your faith with you. Now you can experience powerful messages, faith-building content, and stay connected with everything happening at Faith Christian Center right from your mobile device. Got an iPhone or iPad? Just search for Faith Christian CC in the App Store. On Android, look up Faith Christian Center Church in Google Play. Download the app today and keep your faith strong wherever you are. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
This is your year of supernatural recovery, of divine alignment, of favor-filled open doors. I want to personally invite you to join us for 31 days of prophetic impartation in our January devotional, Open Doors and Overflow. Each day, you'll receive a powerful word, a scripture to stand on, a reflection, and a faith confession to release, helping you start 2026 in bold expectation and spiritual momentum. Don't just step into the year. Recover, reign, and rise. Download your devotional today, and let's walk through every door God has opened for us. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to take just a moment to share something the Lord has placed on my heart for the upcoming year, the prophetic word and declaration for 2026. This is not just another year on the calendar. This is a divine turning point for the people of God. You know, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me from 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 8, where David received a divine instructions in a moment of crisis. Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. And that's what I came to declare over your life. This is your year to recover all. Every lost opportunity, every stolen moment, every broken place, God is restoring. Not only will you recover what you lost, but you will see doors open, favor flow, and acceleration hit your life in ways that only God can orchestrate. Now I want you to download and read this prophetic word and declaration I prepared for you. Speak it, pray it, believe it, and get ready, because 2026 is your season to rise, to pursue, and to walk in full recovery. Let's stay in faith. Let's stay connected and let's watch God do the extraordinary, because you shall recover all. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm Carlton Sharp, pastor of Faith Christian Center Church, right here in Beaumont, Texas. And it's Thursday night, so guess what that means? It's Tag Team Thursday. And welcome tonight. Hey, listen, do us a favor. Call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button. Let them know that Dr. Sharp and Lady Gwen, we are live tonight, getting ready to give you a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Lady Gwen, you want to say something before I go into the other?
No, just welcome everybody to be glad to have you guys here to be a part of Tag Team Thursday. You know, this is a time where we share God's words from two perspectives, and we just thank God that you are tuning in tonight. You know, every Thursdays we welcome those of you who are new and those of you who are on your share list. So if you have not shared it, please make sure that you share with your loved ones, your friends, and let them know, hey, look, this message will just be able to help you get through the rest of the week. So
yeah.
That's what we're here for on Tag Team Thursday. So make sure that you are tuned in and you are ready to receive. And if you have not shared this with the ones in your group, please do so now. Share it with someone. Like it, love it, and share.
All right. Well, listen, if you need prayer tonight at any time throughout the broadcast, there are several ways whereby you get your prayer request to us. If you're watching tonight by way of Above the Cloud, there is a box right there on the screen. Just type in your prayer request and send it to us. We'll get it. If you're watching by way of Facebook Live, you can message us your prayer request. That's right. Message it to us. If you want to email it, you can send it to prayerministry@fccc-bmt.org. Or if you're technology savvy, pull out your cell phone and text PR for prayer request to 54244. And then if you're on our mobile app, there's a need prayer tile on the mobile app. Just simply click that need prayer tile, put in your prayer request, send it to us. We'll get it, and we'll begin to pray with you and pray for you. Then let us invite you to join us for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line each and every morning at 6 a.m. While we seek the face of God, intercede for others, and fellowship one with another. And we would love for you to join us by calling the number at the bottom of the screen. That number is 267-807-9601. Access code 298-581-777. Hallelujah. And then if you have a loved one who cannot access any of our social media page, they can call the toll-free number. That number right now is 877-781-2818. Again, that number is 877-781-2818. And they can listen in live to the broadcast. But, of course, you can take us on the go with you with our podcast. If you have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Pocket Cast, it's absolutely free for you to download the lessons and take them on the go with you. Amen. And then, of course, you can catch us on all of these different platforms. Above the Cloud, Roku, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Amazon TV, Google TV, Apple TV, our mobile app, and on X, formerly Twitter. Hallelujah. And then, of course, let us invite you to join us each and every Saturday morning for our service, amen, a worship service like none other. And so it's at 3950 Point Parkway right here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right. I think we're ready to get into this thing tonight, Lady Gwen. Oh, my goodness. Look, call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button. As you know, this is give you some nuggets, and then we out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, Lady Gwen, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to kind of go into being an overcomer. So if you are faced with some things that you are thinking that, hey, I'm not sure or I am uneased about this, we're going to share some things with you from God's word to let you know that you are an overcomer.
Yeah, we want to encourage you tonight because we know that people are facing challenges, man. I mean, but you got to be grounded in the word of God to know that you are an overcomer. So that's our goal tonight, is to encourage you that you are an overcomer, not just a survivor. Amen. Don't take the mantle of the song, "I'm just a survivor." No, you're not just a survivor. You are an overcomer. As a matter of fact, do me a favor. Put in the comment section, "I will overcome." Put that in your comment section right now. "I will overcome." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now here's the scripture reference for it. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 4, it says this: "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Now, I purposely underline "overcometh," because you see in that passage of scripture that three times God tells us that we overcometh. overcometh. Mm-hmm. Three times. Just as a greater emphasis to let you know that no matter what you're facing, whether it's a family relationship that you need to overcome, whether it's a financial situation that you need to overcome, right, whether it's a medical issue that you need to overcome, whether it's a job-related situation that you need to overcome, whatever it is that you need to overcome, you are an overcomer.
Yeah, and then, you know, this is a great month to be able to bring this to our watchers, because the month of October, like last week here in our area, we had the Walk for Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, this message tonight is just an uplifting, encouraging message for those who may need it at this time. You also know that October is the month that we celebrate, or we recognize, or we bring awareness to breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
So this is a time that we, you know, want to encourage and share God's word about you overcoming. We know every day there is someone that rings that bell.
Yeah.
And when they ring that bell, what a joyous time it is. We have several members.
Yeah. I was thinking about Sister Pugh. Yeah.
And then, you know, this is her third year.
Third year. Cancer-free.
Breast cancer-free. And, you know, she kept God's word in front of her.
Woo,
she
Jesus.
Knew that God would come through for her.
Jesus.
And it's just having that spirit of knowing that you are an overcomer. So this month is a great time for this message to come forth to those people who just need a word of encouragement. So thank you for tuning in to be a part of that and hearing the rest of this. I'm sure will definitely be uplifting to you.
Hey, Shell, I need you to document. I need you to document these 5 points that we're gonna give tonight. Okay, somebody document it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay. So here's the first thing that we want you to know. Okay. 5 things we're gonna share with you tonight. First of all, that your identity is that of a conqueror. The reason why we're declaring over you tonight that you are an overcomer, because your identity is that you are a conqueror. Okay, I'll show you, because it's more in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 37. Watch this now. Romans 8 verse 37. Look what it says. It says, "Nay, in all these things," all what things? All the things I'm going through, all the challenges I'm facing, all the problems I see day to day, "you are more than a conqueror through him that loved us." What you say, Lady Gwen?
And that's just another scripture that you can just put on a post-it note and hang on your mirror. You can put that as your screenshot on your phone.
Yeah.
You can have that as your desktop cover, just to remind you that every time that you are experiencing just life, knowing that you are an overcomer, and just being able to read that every day when that happens will just uplift your spirit. So now, that's a key scripture to have.
Now listen, you're not trying to become a conqueror. See, there's a difference between declaring "I am a conqueror" than trying to become one. See, because your birthright in Christ Jesus give you the victory as a conqueror. See, once you got born again, you got the victory. You became a conqueror. You're not trying to be a conqueror. You are, listen, look, you are a conqueror. Amen? See, the reason why I go back and I look at the scripture, Lady Queen, and I begin to look at the biblical examples, and I see that David, the reason why he was able to be victorious against Goliath is because he knew who he was. Mm-hmm. Amen? He wasn't trying to be a conqueror. He knew that he had so much confidence that he was going to defeat Goliath. He said, listen, you come at me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He said, well, look, I remember how I defeated the bear, defeated the lion, and who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Because he knew his identity. Know who you are.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, let's move on.
All right, let's move on. All right, and then you also want to make sure that you, you're victorious over everything. Regardless of what you're experiencing, you're victorious over it all.
Now here's the thing I want you to see. Here's the second point. That your troubles are temporary. Mm. But your victory is eternal. Somebody better document that thing. Look, your troubles right now are just temporary. They're subject to change.
Yeah.
But your victory is eternal. So why can I say that? Okay, go to John chapter 16. Why can we say that your troubles are temporary? Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. It's temporary. It's subject to change. Okay, John chapter 16, verse number 33. Look what he says. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, trials, or tests. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now watch the Amplified. Watch how the Amplified puts it. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you'll have tribulations and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of the power to harm you and have conquered it just for you. So watch this now. So my troubles are only temporary because Jesus promised that I'm going to overcome it.
Yeah.
It's temporary.
But you know, sometimes when you're experiencing some things, you think temporary is eternity, which sometimes it could be.
Yeah.
It could feel that way, that it is eternity. But just know that throughout that, God is pruning and perfecting you to be victorious in the end. And then there are also lessons learned throughout that experience. I know for me, it's been lessons learned throughout that experience. And going through it has been able to have me reflect on those things. And then if it's ever brought to me or I ever encounter it again, now I have a different way of approaching it. So that's how I think of you know, those trials and those tribulations. So while we're looking at those things which are seen, but those things which are not seen are temporal.
Okay.
So
let's show them the scripture, Lady Gwen, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, because it's important. See, everything needs to be biblically based so that you can have confidence in what God says. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, look what it says. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are what? Temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Your current setback is a setup, amen, for you and your future. Woo!
And you know, I always like to say, you know, I don't know what God is doing on his end. I just need to make sure that I'm taking care of what I need to on my end.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that God is going to come through for me, but I don't know how it's going to happen. I just continue to believe, to know that it will happen. So,
and know this, that your trials are not meant to define us, but to refine us. I'll say that again. The trials that we face are not meant to define us, But they are meant to refine us. Now, if you go to 1 Peter, it talks about how we go through the purification of the fire process. That gold goes through the fire. Mm-hmm. Just to burn off the impurities. Mm-hmm. So that when it comes out, it can be pure gold. Amen. So one, your identity is that you are a conqueror. Number two, that your troubles are temporary, but victory is eternal. Mm-hmm. Here's the third thing. Mm-hmm. Faith fuel endurance leads to your breakthrough. What'd you say? Faith fueled endurance. It leads to your breakthrough.
And just, you know, just endurance leads to your breakthrough. You know, you're standing on faith. Pastor added that faith fueled,
yeah,
you know, which is a tongue twister.
Because I got to get that energy.
Get that extra boost, you know, having that faith to be able to do it. But, you know, it takes you being able to endure till the end.
Yeah.
So that endurance part plays a large piece in it as well. So.
Now, okay. James chapter 1, verse 2. James chapter 1, verse 2. Look what it says, my brethren. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, trials, or tests. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Now, it's not enough to desire victory. You must have endurance. Amen. A few months ago, that was the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. And you know, the event that had the mile and 2 miles and 3 miles, like they were running forever. It was the ones who endured to the end that got the victory.
Yeah.
So you just have to endure. That's what Job did. Job, watch this now. After all that Job went through, situation after situation, circumstance after circumstance, amen, and it looked like defeat. Job said this. Look what happened in Job 42 and 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. He endured it.
He endured.
Okay, here's number four. Here's the fourth thing. Is that victory is proclaimed before it's seen. In other words, you got to start talking your victory right now.
Okay.
You got to proclaim. That's why I told y'all early, put it in the comment section, I will overcome.
Yeah.
Why? Because I want you to declare it. Because there's something that happens in the atmosphere when you open up your mouth and you speak faith-filled words. Now, I said faith-fueled a second ago, mm-hmm. but faith-filled words. Mm-hmm. Ooh, geez. Okay. Here's the scripture. I love giving the scripture, man. Okay, Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse number 23. Look what he says. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Verse number 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. You gotta proclaim your victory.
Yeah. And then, you know, proclaiming it can also be in different ways. You can proclaim that victory through song, through praise.
Yeah.
We know the praises went forth first.
Yeah, that's good.
To be able to deliver. So we
Jehoshaphat.
We want to make sure that, you know, where however you choose to proclaim it, then that's how it's going to help you get through your situation. So if praise and worship is something that you do, then you know that that's going to help you get through your situation. If it's making sure that you are quoting that scripture every day, then make sure that you are speaking the word of God over your situation every day. If it means that you have that place somewhere that reminds you of what you need to be focused on, then place it somewhere that is going to remind you. So when you're sitting in your car,
yeah,
or you're at work, or you are picking up your phone, you're going to see it there to help you to help remind you.
And listen. Stop climbing the mountain. and start speaking to it. I know we grew up and they said, I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. That's not what God said. God told you to speak to the mountain. Mm-hmm. Speak to your situation. Speak to your circumstance. Speak to your trouble. Speak to your trial. Amen. And tell it what to do. So what you say out of your mouth really matters. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Declare it. Amen. Declare your victory right now.
Yeah.
Declare it. Okay, here's the final thing. Now we said earlier, first of all, that you have to identify that you are a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then secondly, we said that troubles are only temporary, but your victory is eternal. Thirdly, we said that faith fueled endurance leads to breakthrough. I had to slow down. And then fourthly, we said that your victory is proclaimed before you see it. And then finally, that watch this now, that the reason why you're an overcomer is because God's strength is made perfect in your weakness.
And I think I can, we should all be able to relate to that, because sometimes at that point, in that moment, and I'm reminded of Corinne Hawthorne's song, But God.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of those but God moments. And when you know that you are weak, God is strong. And he is there to help hold up your arms through those times.
Yeah.
To help keep you going through that time of you not knowing or wanting to slow down or even just quit. Just know that history is perfect when you are weak.
Man, we don't get the victory in our own strength, mm-mm. But it's through God's power. And that's what Paul understood in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 9. Look what he says. He says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. Watch this now. For when I am weak, the Bible says, then I am strong. We're going to be victorious, not because of our own strength, not because of the muscles that we have. No, we're going to be victorious because of what God does on the inside of us.
Yeah.
Amen. And when we acknowledge that our need is in him, he strengthened us. Amen. And his strength shows up in mighty ways. Boy, that's what Gideon did. Gideon started out with 32,000 men. Amen. Got down to 300, and God says, that's enough, because now I'm going to show you my power. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. So, look, I know we're helping somebody tonight. I know we are helping somebody tonight. Because, look, you feeling weak right now. And God said, listen, don't worry about that, because you're not operating in your own strength. I got you covered, God said. Amen. I'm going to strengthen you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. This has been good tonight.
Amen. So those five key pointers, those five key pointers to help you be able to know that you are an overcomer.
Uh-huh.
To help you be able to believe in yourself that you are an overcomer. The first one is to know that you are a conqueror. You have to know that within your spirit that, yes, I will be able to overcome this. I will be able to conquer this situation. Once you know that, then you go into knowing that it's only temporary.
Yeah.
It's only temporary. You have to just endure until that time.
That's good, Lady Gwen. That's good, Lady Gwen.
Just experiencing some things and going through it, others may say, oh, well, that's what happened. Oh, we didn't know that, but you're saying, oh man, it was like 3 years or 2 years. And then from there, just being fueled by your faith, letting your faith energize you, letting your faith take you to that next breakthrough moment. So if you are fueled by your faith, it'll help bring you to that breakthrough moment, because you're then standing on that fuel that you have in yourself. Then having that victory that you are able to proclaim it before you see it. You are praising God. You are singing praise and worship songs. You are proclaiming the victory one, the victorious one in yourself. You are actually victorious in that moment.
Because you already know the outcome.
Yeah, you already know the outcome. You just have to believe. And then the last thing is to make sure that you know that God's strength, His strength is there when you
are weak.
And, you know, sometimes we get to that moment where we're like, I don't know if I could just, you know, I just don't know.
You can make it.
You can.
You can make it.
So these are just some encouraging words that we wanted to share with you tonight to say, hey, yes, you can make it.
You can make it.
You can make it. Not only you, but we can. I can make it.
Yeah.
You know, the word says that you have to encourage yourself. I have to encourage myself. And I'm going, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do hard things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I have to encourage myself.
Yep.
So with that being said, we show up every Thursday night to encourage you guys who are here staying with us on Thursday during Tag Team Thursday. And we thank God for you. So each time we come, we are sharing this word. And tonight was just to encourage you and let you know that, yes, you are an overcomer.
Amen. Declare it over yourself.
So declare that. I am.
I am.
An overcomer.
An overcomer.
Yes.
So one more time. One more time.
I am.
I am.
An overcomer.
One more time, Lady Gwen.
I am. An overcomer.
An overcomer. In Jesus' name.
One more time. One more time. I am.
I am.
An overcomer.
An overcomer. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, listen, we got to stop because we are out of time. But guess what? It's time for us to sow our seed tonight. And listen, we want you to sow an overcoming seed. Amen. Listen, your seed speaks volume in the kingdom of God. Now, whatever the seed is that the Spirit of God lays on your heart to sow, do that tonight. Whether it's your tithes, your offerings, or your gifts of love, you need to sow the seed up to overcome tonight. You say, well, Pastor, how can I do that? I could do it by, if I'm watching tonight, by way of above the cloud, there's a donate button right there at the top of the screen. If you just click that button, designate your seed, and then sow it. If you're watching tonight and you're on Facebook Live, in the comment section, there are a couple of links. There's a link in the comment section. Just click that link, designate your seed, and you can sow it that way. If you're watching tonight and you're technology savvy, you can scan the QR code that's right there at the bottom right-hand side of the screen. It'll get you into our mobile app, and once you're in the mobile app, you can designate your seed and sow it. If you want to text to give, you can text FCCC Giving, all one word, FCCC Giving, to 54244. It will respond to your text, and then you'll see Lady Gwen and I's picture, and then you can sow your seed that way. If you're on our mobile app, there's a give button on the mobile app. Just simply click that give button. Once again, designate your seed, and you can sow it. And then finally, if you want to mail it to us, you can mail it to Faith Christian Center Church, P.O. Box 12428, Beaumont, Texas, 77726. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, listen, once again, let us thank you for joining us tonight. You are. I caught off guard. Like, she didn't know what you doing? What you doing? You.
You want me to repeat
that? I want you to
repeat.
Okay. I'll repeat it after you. You.
You
are an overcomer.
Are an overcomer.
In Jesus' name. Let us thank you for allowing us to speak into your heart tonight. Thank you once again that you are an overcomer. Hey, remember this. We're building faith, we're building bridges, and we're building lives. And Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We'll see you next time on Tag Team Thursday. God bless you.
Do you want to be saved? Well, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come now confessing and believing that you raised Jesus from the dead. I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my heart. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, welcome to the family of God. We believe you got born again. What's next, you may ask? Keep God first in your life and get into a good Bible teaching church that will help you grow and develop in the things of God. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
Each day is a fresh opportunity to activate your faith, align with God's will, and step into divine purpose. That's why I want to personally invite you to join us each and every morning, bright and early,
via Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Start your day strong. Start your day in faith. Start your day in the presence of God and fellowship with people of like precious faith. We gather as a family of believers to release our faith, speak of God's blessings, and decree supernatural favor over our day. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can dial 267-807-9601 and enter access code 298-581-777. Again, that number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Wake, pray, and repeat. Your morning breakthrough starts because victory begins with prayer. I'll be there, will you? Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges, and we're building lives.
This is your year of supernatural recovery, of divine alignment, of favor-filled open doors. I want to personally invite you to join us for 31 days of prophetic impartation in our January devotional, Open Doors and Overflow. Each day, you'll receive a powerful word, a scripture to stand on, a reflection, and a faith confession to release, helping you start 2026 in bold expectation and spiritual momentum. Don't just step into the year, recover, reign, and rise. Download your devotional today, and let's walk through every door God has opened for us. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Well, thank you for joining us today. I pray this word has stirred your spirit, strengthened your faith, and set your focus for what God has in store for you and your family. Walk boldly. Believe fiercely. Expect daily. If you've been blessed, don't keep it to yourself. Share this with someone you love. And as always, stay in faith, stay connected, and stay committed to walking through every door God has opened for you. Until next time, now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.